This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Have you ever felt like you were in a pit? Sure you have. How about the pit of depression? A pit of despair, where you felt a sense of hopelessness? Everybody at different times in your life. And that's part of what God does, get this, is deliver us from the pit. And you say, how do you know that? Psalm 103, David speaking, and he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." And then he lists the benefits. He forgives my sin, benefit one. He heals my diseases, benefit two. God takes credit for all healing, regardless of how it happens in your life. Medicine, surgery, whatever, he takes credit. He heals my diseases. And thirdly, he redeems my life from the pit. He redeems my life from the pit. You know what the pit is? It's an area of your life where you feel there's no escape. There's no getting out of this mess. There's no getting out of this depression. There's no getting out of this problem. There's no getting out of this bleakness in my life, spiritually or emotionally. And yet the Lord will bring up my life from the pit because he said he would. And sometimes the most spiritual prayer that a man or woman can pray, and I really mean this, is to say, "Lord, bring me up from the pit. Redeem my life from the pit." I don't know where Charlotte, Vermont is. I've never been in Vermont. I have no idea where it is. But Jeffrey Hollander is from there. He's a writer. He writes about this, a very poignant story about his brother. 6 years ago, my younger brother, Peter, who was my closest friend and the only remaining member of my immediate family. Everybody's dead in the family, but Peter and him. This is a touching part of it. The only remaining member of my immediate family ended his life. He committed suicide. Nothing I've ever experienced or have experienced since has had such a powerful impact on my life and what I believe. Till then, life often slid by me, my mind lost in reviewing what had just happened or anticipating what was to come. The present seemed to disappear between the past and the future, and having his brother commit suicide changed all that. I vowed to myself that I would honor my brother's death by being present in my own life. I found a new world opened up before me, a life of richer detail, both wider and wilder. The autopilot I'd been running on for God knows only how long finally shut off. I began to see new possibilities for thought, for vision, for caring, and for loving. To say what too often remains unsaid and to admit that there are times in my life, listen to this, there are times in my life where I absolutely have no idea what to do. Anybody identify with that? I can. Is there ever a time in your life where you say, "I don't have a clue what I should do in this situation"? You know what? God's got your attention because he does. He knows what to do. Jeffrey's last paragraph goes like this. "I often cry when I think about my brother Peter. It's one of the few things I let myself cry about. I missed opportunities with him because I wasn't present, missed opportunities I'll never have again. In some ways, he almost always fully present. He didn't know any other way to be. I don't want to miss any more of my life, any more than I already have. By being present and conscious, aware and awake, I believe I can honor my brother just a little bit every day." As much as it was a tragedy for Jeffrey Holland to talk about missing his life by not being in the present, I want to tell you something that's a greater tragedy than that, is to have a situation in your life where God is trying to get your attention and you miss it.
Well, we'll conclude the third message from our series in Jonah tomorrow. The series is called When God Pursues. This title of this message, When God Gets Your Attention. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.